This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. India and Philippines today exchanged 9 MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. The MOUs include strategic partnership between the India and Philippines, treaty on mutual legal assistance in criminal matter, defense, science and technology, among others. Addressing the media, the Prime Minister said that the visit of the Philippines President holds special significance as India and the Philippines are celebrating the 75th anniversary of their diplomatic relations. He also expressed gratitude to the Philippines government and the President for strongly condemning Pahalgam attack and standing with India in its fight against terrorism. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were today marred by the opposition parties' protest over the issue of special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. Opposition parties were demanding discussion on the SIR issue, among others. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today witnessed one adjournment before being finally adjourned for the day. In the wake of the cloudburst in Dharali, Uttarkashi today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to the Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, and took stock of the situation. In a social media post, Modi said that rescue teams are working in every possible manner under the supervision of the state government. Meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah also spoke with the Chief Minister of Uttarakhand regarding the flash flood and gathered information. Shah informed that three nearby Indo-Tibetan police team and four National Disaster Response Force teams have been dispatched to the site and the teams will engage in rescue operations. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today handed over Kibo, a powerful AI-driven reading device, to the students of Donjipolo Mission School for the hearing and visually impaired Chimpo. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that with Kibo, children can now access printed, handwritten and digital content on their own, in their own language and at their own pace. Kibo has been developed by the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment in collaboration with Tressel Labs, aimed to provide an inclusive learning experience, allowing individuals to access and interact with content independently, similar to their sighted peers. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today launched the Water Bill app of the Department of Public Health, Engineering and Water Sanitation for Itanagar Capital Region, a pilot project aimed to bring essential public service closer to the people. While addressing the gathering, Khandu informed that the pilot project is a part of a larger vision to bring digital systems for water connections, billing and grievance redressal to every district headquarters in Arunachal Pradesh. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister also took stock of the department's ongoing projects, future endeavors and departmental issues and assured the state government's support with funds and manpower. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation and ASEZ Save the Earth from A to Z have formally signed a MOU to collaborate on pressing ecological issues through the power of youth-led volunteerism. The partnership, signed yesterday in the presence of Mayor Tame Fasang and ASEZ Itanagar representatives, aims to address urgent environmental threats such as ecosystem degradation, pollution, climate change and biodiversity loss. The 9th Battalion of the Indo-Tibetan Border Police carried out its first procurement of local organic produce under Mission Arun Himvir in Lohit district yesterday. The event marked a significant milestone in the collaboration between security forces and local farming communities. While addressing the gathering, local MLA Dr. Mohesh Chai lauded the efforts of all stakeholders involved, particularly the Lohit Organic Farmers Producer Company Limited. He extended his appreciation to the ITBP. Speaker of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, Tesam Pongte, underlined the importance of balancing constitutional rights with duties. He stressed that genuine progress stems from a transformative mindset, not merely infrastructural growth. Pongte was speaking at the curtain raiser event for the APLA at 50 Outreach Connect program in collaboration with Rajiv Gandhi University at the university campus yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.